Track 3, and our first headline story is about the council charging the NHS for parking. Teignbridge Council has admitted charging the NHS to use council-owned car parks for mobile health screening units. The cost implication of using council car parks, which is thought to be £1,000, has forced Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust to look for alternative venues. National supermarket chains Sainsbury's and Morrison's have come up trumps, allowing the siting of a breast cancer screening unit in its car parks in Dawlish and Tynmouth. Council leader Martin Wrigley, a Dawlish councillor, has blamed an old policy for the charges. He admitted the decision, which he says was made by a council officer, was, quote, bonkers, and promised a new policy will be put into place. A spokesperson for Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust said, "We're grateful to Sainsbury's in Dawlish for allowing us to park our mobile breast screening van in its shopping centre car park to ensure residents can access tests in their community. We're also grateful to Morrison's for allowing us to park at its shopping centre in Tynmouth." Dawlish resident Anne Large said she found out about the charge when she was called for her routine check and was told to go to Sainsbury's car park. She said, "While I was waiting, I inquired why the mobile unit wasn't situated at Barton Surgery Car Park in Dawlish. I was disgusted to be told by one of the NHS staff that it wasn't a viable option this time because Teignbridge Council had charged them. It would have to come out of NHS funds and the screening unit had to find a free car park. It's understood neighbouring district councils allow such units to park for free and Teignbridge Council had not charged previously." Councillor Wrigley said an officer had made the decision without any reference to anyone else. He said, "It's clearly ridiculous to charge for an essential service. We will be putting into place a new policy." The decision was the result of a, quote, unforeseen side effect of an old policy. He said, "It's not what we would want. This is a critical service which saves lives."
Parents told to keep teens away from town. Parents of secondary school children across Teignbridge have been told not to bring their children to Tynmouth on Friday and Saturday nights. "We are asking you not to drop your children down to Tynmouth or support them using public transport on the Friday and Saturday evenings," the South Devon and Dartmoor Community Safety Partnership wrote in a letter that was distributed by secondary schools. "Please can you remind young people not to get involved in any form of antisocial behaviour. Please be aware of their whereabouts and ensure they follow safety advice to keep themselves and their friends safe," the letter continued. The plea comes after increased reports of antisocial behaviour in the town. "We are regularly seeing groups of more than 100 young people along Tynmouth seafront meeting on Friday and Saturday evenings, whereby drug and alcohol use has been prevalent," the letter states. "Traders in the town are becoming increasingly concerned that the increased antisocial behaviour will impact on the town's economy. Tynmouth Chamber of Commerce is calling on the council to improve lighting along the seafront and the Den area." The Community Safety Partnership letter continued, "We ask that parents and guardians help us in our efforts to ensure that Tynmouth remains a safe environment for all. With recent reports since mid-April of multiple hospitalisations of young people due to suspected ketamine and MDMA use, so we must work together to keep young people safe. Last week, Devon and Cornwall Police vowed to crack down on antisocial behaviour in Tynmouth after it confiscated a large amount of alcohol and dispersed groups of youths causing problems in the town over the previous weekend. In the past weeks, incidents in Tynmouth have included the theft of mobility scooters, criminal damage, noise and litter issues. Parents are also being advised to communicate openly with children and to set clear expectations for behaviour. The letter directs parents to the free Let's Talk resources, which provide parents and guardians with information and tools to understand more about the challenges young people are facing today. Topics include drugs, alcohol, and mental health. Any young people found to be engaged in antisocial behaviour will follow an antisocial behaviour escalation process, which includes input from schools and the police. This includes warning letters and acceptable behaviour contracts, while criminal acts will be followed up by the police.
Show Gold for Charity Sensory Garden. A sensory garden aimed at raising awareness of sight loss has won a gold medal for feature gardens at this year's Devon County Show. The garden was submitted by the Ken Ford-based charity Devon in Sight to highlight the show's theme of inclusivity and accessibility. Devon in Sight offers a range of services including advice and help towards independent living to support anyone affected by sight loss in Devon. Designed by the charity's chief executive, Graham Flynn, the garden is aimed at highlighting that people with sight loss can still experience the joys of life by making the most of their other four senses, as well as any residual sight they may have. The garden has been planted to stimulate all the senses, says Graham. It includes a soundtrack of country sounds, including birdsong, church bells, and even a Spitfire aeroplane. In a garden shed, visitors are encouraged to rub the leaves of plants such as geraniums to experience a variety of sensations and smells. There are also jars on shelves in the shed which encourage visitors to open and smell a variety of scents. A water feature provides additional sound and sensation along with brightly coloured flowers. Visitors can try on different glasses that show how the world looks to people with various sight loss conditions, and benches are provided where visitors can sit and chat with sight loss ambassadors to find out about what life is like when vision is restricted. The Devon in Sight will celebrate its centenary next year.
No limits on equality for CAFE. A Newton Abbott Cafe's work to champion diversity and inclusion has been recognised with a regional award. No Limits Cafe, Kitchen and Hub has won the Devon and Plymouth Chamber Equality Trailblazer 2024 award. Run as a not-for-profit community interest company, the business enables young people with different abilities to learn new skills and gain work experience while being supported in their transition to work and a more independent adult life. We're thrilled to have been awarded the Equality Trailblazer 2024 Award, said No Limits Director Amanda Pugh. No Limits was up against City College Plymouth and C-Tech Plus, who were also shortlisted for the award. Amanda said, "We're immensely proud of each and every member of our wonderful team, and this award is for all of them." Two other Teambridge businesses were shortlisted for the Chamber Awards. Neil Sauter of Dawlish Coast Cams was shortlisted for the Game Changer Award, and Architects Co-Create was shortlisted for the Rapid Riser Award and Creative Business of the Year. The Devon and Plymouth Chamber Awards were presented on Friday, May the 17th at the Crown Plaza, Plymouth, and the awards attracted over 160 nominations across 12 categories.